Yukon River Villages gained a federal Chinook salmon fishery failure determination today, but it could be some time before fishermen see any cash relief. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gary Locke formally recognized last year's fishing disaster in western Alaska, saying the designation paves the way for further congressional action. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has the story.
Locke said the people of the area depend on Chinook salmon for commercial harvests, jobs, and food. Because of the low Yukon River Chinook returns, the state reduced the 2008 commercial Chinook harvest, while no Chinook harvest was allowed in 2009. Locke said the communities in the region do not have the economic diversity to withstand such an impact.
This declaration of the fishing disaster was based on the petition submitted by state officials, supported by local and industry folks, and using data that was supplied by the state. No commercial run, no harvest in 2009, substantial reduction in the runs in 2008, that a disaster had to be declared. And from this disaster, it will enable the Congress to vote to provide funding to provide assistance to the affected people, from the commercial industry to those who depend on the fishery for subsistence.
Subsistence fishing is not a factor in the determination regarding the failure of the commercial fishery. But subsistence and commercial users are intertwined in the fragile economies of western Alaska. Locke said he will work with Congress and the Alaska delegation in seeking economic assistance for those impacted by the Chinook failure. He told reporters that the exact nature of the relief has yet to be determined. Governor Sean Parnell spoke with Secretary Locke this morning to thank him for the declaration. Parnell asked for federal assistance in August, shortly after taking office. For Parnell, there was no question of the merits of the assistance.
The high cost of living, along with their struggle to rebuild after the devastating flooding of the spring, and then to have the fishery disaster as well, just compounded misery.
How soon relief comes to Yukon villages is the question. Locke said it is up to the members of Congress to see how fast they will be able to act. Locke said it is necessary first to get information regarding the economic impact, then review ideas from the state and the fishing industry on what it would take to address the deficiency. Governor Parnell said it's up to Alaska's congressional delegation to secure a federal appropriation.
Once it's there, the money can be used for relief programs, but it can also be used for fishery stock research and training programs and fisheries infrastructure to build up those runs as well.
Under the Magnuson-Stevens Act, a disaster can be declared for a commercial fishing failure due to natural causes, man-made causes beyond management decisions, and unknown causes. The disaster declaration covers the entire Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta region. Alaska's congressional delegation supported the Association of Village Council Presidents in their request for the disaster designation. With help from Dave Donaldson, I'm Ellen Lockyer.